This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, modified Udaan, for a period of 10 years, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from existing unserved airstrips to enhance regional connectivity. The cabinet has also approved the continuation of the Immigration Visa Foreigners Registration and Tracking IVFRT scheme beyond the 31st of March 2026 for a period of 5 years, with a budget outlay of 1,800 crore rupees. The IVFRT platform seeks to interlink and optimize functions related to immigration, visa issuance, and registration of foreigners in India. The government has called an all-party meeting this evening to discuss the ongoing West Asia conflict. The meeting will take place in the Parliament complex. Talking to reporters at Parliament premises, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi said it is also the opposition's duty to play a constructive role during a crisis, but unfortunately the opposition is playing petty politics over it. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government is empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives as they are at the centre of employment generation, production and overall development of the country. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai introduced the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill in the Lok Sabha today. The bill aims to further amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. Mr. Rai said the objective of the bill is to make use of foreign contributions more transparent and accountable. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday by voice vote amid an opposition-led walkout. The bill seeks to redefine the category of transgender, removes the provision of self-perceived gender identity, and excludes several socio-cultural identities as well as transmasculine individuals from its ambit. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill, which aims to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016. The bill seeks to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. The government today said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, clarified that there has been no increase in the rates of petrol and diesel amid rumours of petrol diesel price hike.
We have an annual refining capacity of approximately 26 crore tons of crude oil. I would like to assure the citizens of the country that we have sufficient availability of petrol and diesel. There is no fuel shortage at any petrol pump anywhere. Adequate quantities are also available at the terminals that supply fuel to petrol pump. Please do not believe in rumors and avoid panic buying. I would also like to inform that there has been no increase in the prices of petrol and diesel.
पेट्रोल और डीजल के प्राइस में कोई बढ़ोतरी नहीं की गई है.
The first edition of the Khelo India Tribal Games will get underway at Raipur in Chhattisgarh this evening. The games will continue till the 3rd of April, featuring events in seven sports disciplines. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged over 1.5% today, driven by hopes of de-escalation in West Asia. The Sensex zoomed 1,205 points or 1.63% to close at 75,273, while the Nifty jumped 394 points or 1.72% to settle at 23,306. And with that, we end this news bulletin.